She says she's been divorced from her husband, final divorce, but she wants to return to him. Now, she's got a plan, and this is the thing she's saying. She wants to get married to somebody and then get divorced and then get married back to her original husband. Is this allowed here?
If this whole process is pre-planned, then marriage and divorce and marriage again is invalid. And the Prophet ﷺ cursed such people who get involved in this pre-arranged marriage in order to make her lawful for her first husband. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا, meaning if he divorced her the third time, he says, أَطَّلَاقُ مَرَّتَانِ فَإِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Divorce is only two times. We're talking about the reversible divorce, where the husband is allowed to return to his custody, his divorced wife, within the iddah period, three quru, three menstruations, or three purities after menstruations, according to the dispute of the scholars of understanding of the word quru, or in case of a woman who does not have the period or she passed the menopause, we say 3 months. So the 3 months during this time, which is the iddah, if he reversed his word and he reversed her back, returned her to his marriage life, then she is his wife once and twice. And after that, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا, the third time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. She is never permissible for him to return her, even with a new marriage contract, before or after the iddah, unless he, unless she gets married to another person after her iddah is over. Mm-hmm. And this marriage should not pre-plan. I mean that a regular marriage, that they're getting married to live happily forever. Then if it doesn't work out and he divorces her, the second husband, then after the iddah is over, if the first husband is interested in remarrying her and they both agreed to that, it is permissible for him to remarry her with a new marriage contract, with a new dowry, and we start counting the number of divorce from the scratch. But if any of that, if any step of this process is pre-planned, then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed al-muhallil, wal-muhallallah, the person who marries in order to make her lawful for her first husband, and he curses the first husband as well. So be aware of that. It is not permissible to do such thing, unless if you do it regular, meaning that you do not intend to marry in order to get divorced, in order to become lawful for your first husband.